Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the road to the college football playoff.
I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We had a great conversation with Connor Riley from Dog Nation earlier today. It's online at odyssey.com. Talking about this Auburn game. Mike, how are you feeling, by the way? I know it's early in the week, but you said, trap!
right.
But do you feel like that this is one? I just think, I don't want to say they're desperate. But this means, like, this is kind of their season on the line when you talk about SEC play, the way Auburn has been wavering here the last few weeks.
Tigers trying to snap an 8-game losing streak to Georgia in this series. So it would be 9 games in a row for Georgia, which is kind of crazy. It's you know, 7:30 on the Plains. They're going to honor Cam Newton. Cam can't get a statue in Carolina, but obviously they love him in Auburn. So not the forgotten Cam. So you wonder. I mean, as we said, man, that eagle starts flying. People get fired up. It's going to be bananas.
That's egregious.
Yes, it is, Cam.
It is.
I mean, just as long as Georgia doesn't come out with that slow start, you know. I mean, you could argue that, you know, Auburn's quarterback's a bit of a disappointment, and that you know, like, I could argue they did enough to beat Oklahoma. The refs completely hosed him in that game. But if you look at, you know, it can Jackson Arnold win you the game? At home, yeah, maybe. Right?
Maybe.
You got to run the football effectively, and their defense is maybe not that heralded, but I think it's a strong defense and pretty good. But Gunnar Stockton, hopefully Bobo is showing him the same video that you and I have been watching the last 2 days, where, okay, don't throw it over here, throw it to that guy, because the defense is looking at the screen, but things are breaking wide open. You're leaving about 27 points on the field, not getting on the board through the first couple of games, because you're not seeing, especially against zone defenses.
They have lost 2 back-to-back games in the SEC to ranked teams. Oklahoma beat them.
That was a grind. A&M was a nothing. I mean, that's a 16-10 slugfest, you know, in college.
Defensively, that's a hell of a showing for Auburn against that A&M offense. And, you know, A&M, again, is top 10 in the country. So you've lost to 2 top 15 ranked teams, and here comes Georgia ranked 10th. And my point is, if you lose that game, next up is Mizzou. They are also in the top 15. And then don't forget, you got Vandy, who's still ranked in Alabama on your schedule. Auburn's season could slowly, Mike, just start to go downhill, and that's why I feel like the urgency is there for them this week. And I'm not saying it's not for the Dogs. Dogs know what a big game this is. But this is, to Mike's point, you walk into this thing, you better know it's going to be all go for them. They're going to not hold back anything, Mike, to try to win this potential football game, because their season, as far as the SEC, 3 losses in the SEC, you're not talking about the college football playoff now, Mike. You're talking about being a spoiler the rest of the way to teams that may be vying for that in this situation. All right, let me hear Kirby talk about a couple of things. Then we're going to talk about this this potential bill that has been introduced, or I guess it has been introduced already, to block private equity, which I absolutely love. Kirby was talking about the O-line. Are you concerned about that? Because Connor gave us an update earlier. Because that's been a concern about the O-line up front. There's been no inconsistency, or there's been inconsistency, because there hasn't been consistent guys out there.
They've
been
injuries, guys shuffling, guys moving from position to position. And as you saw with the game on the line, you got 2 freshmen trying to stop Alabama, one of the top defenses in the country. And the cash play, which people still talk about, looks so ugly. Well, again, if you've got maybe upperclassmen who've got some experience in that big moment, perhaps they don't let the guy through.
Here's Kirby on the O-line.
They're a mass unit. I mean, it's tough sledding. It's the dangest thing I've ever seen with the offensive line, in terms of, you know, never played with 2 freshmen, never played with 5 guys, and having to roll guys. It's been really tough.
He just laid it out. I mean, so
okay, but that's the concern.
That's the major concern.
That's the concern.
And you get into, you know, what Connor Riley told us at 4:00 in the Dog Report. you know, about, you know, he felt, and he went back and doubled down on it, there was a ceiling for this team. Now, if you can coach him up, if Stacey Searles, and like Stacey Searles doing the best he can, but if you can go get, you know, these guys to play better and make better decisions with your play calling, and Schumann's more aggressive for four quarters, can this team get a win in the playoffs and go all? I mean, like, things, stranger things have happened. For instance, over at Texas, they hired a guy named Tim Drevno. He was a Jim Harbaugh's offensive line coach for years, followed him all over. So they're trying to help. Sarkisian's in the same boat with their offensive line.
That's a problem. They can't block anybody right now. Let's hear from Coach Kirby Smart talking about his secondary. Two issues for me. One, the O-line. You just heard him. He's being completely forthcoming about where they're at. Two, secondary. Because we've seen them give up big explosive plays. And you go, all right, how do you continue to limit that? And you don't think Auburn's looking at that, Mike. I will tell you guys, if you've not seen Auburn, they got big receivers. And these guys can make catches on 50-50 balls. If you just throw it out there, that's why the quarterback, Mike, doesn't have to be as accurate in some cases, because right. He's got these big guys that can go make these big athletic catches. Here's Kirby talking about the secondary.
We're a work in progress. I mean, we have some bad eye control moments where guys don't see what they're supposed to see. They will work at getting better. We're putting hands on people a little better. We're getting balls down, 50-50 balls. We've worked really hard on that. We got to continue to do it. But, I mean, I'm proud of the growth we've had and the development we've had.
As we said, it's maybe not what Georgia fans want to hear. You know, it's not how you start. It's how you finish. The Alabama thing is what it is. Maybe you get lucky, get another crack at them. You know? Look, there were plays. We talked about this a million times. Plays to be made. The way that, Schumann's defense shut Alabama down in the second half. Unfortunately, Carl, you couldn't get him off the field when you needed to as well.
Yeah. Cam Coleman, 6'3", 205 or so. One of the guys on the outside. Mike, I mean, these are the guys I'm talking about when you start saying the size of these wide receivers. And look, I don't think Auburn's taking advantage of it as much as I thought they would. They got another guy on the other side, Horatio Fields, 6'2", 205, 210. They got big guys, long guys, and that's something that Georgia's going to have to contend with. My point is, do not think that this is just an Auburn team that's going to come in and run. They right. will challenge these corners, and they are watching this as well as Kirby is, saying, I think we can, you know, challenge the secondary. So hopefully the secondary gets a lot better.
Well, again, and we talked about it, man. You got these tremendous athletes. Let's see them out there, man. Right? Period. Put your best player, the guy you get the transfer portal money, the guy, get him the rock. We've talked about this, I think, almost every week, you know, talking about what they should be doing, what's not happening. And I don't want to blame Bobo. I know I get on Bobo all the time, but I'll talk about it, man. I think that Gunnar Stockton's got to see things better. How do you help him? How do you not get the ball in Zach Branch's hands 15 times? Whether it's a sweep, you know, it's a reverse.
Whatever.
I mean, that sounds crazy. No, you pay. And by the way, how long you expected to have this guy, you know? Is it a use it or lose it? You know, let's go. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. Not at all. Talk to me about this bill and what's going on with Congress.
Hey, man, have you ever heard about the congressman from the Eastern District of Washington, Michael Baumgartner?
No.
Me neither. Well, it's called Restore the College Sports Act, a bill that he basically describes as, let's stop the inequities in college sports, and most importantly, let's not even think for a moment of letting private equity get their hands on our beloved college football conferences and teams.
I agree.
I like it.
Can we get a vote? Oh, wait. It's a shutdown.
Yeah. Well, nothing going on. And by the way,
Phil,
you know, as much as I hate to say that, amongst other people, and there's a lot out there, air traffic controllers, a lot of them live by me, the TSA guys. I know Carl always makes fun of me when we travel for work trips, and you go, don't say anything. But the TSA guys that have a hard, thankless job, those cats aren't getting paid. So a lot of folks out there. But yes, getting back to the question, the bill proposes dissolving the NCAA and establishing a new entity, the American Collegiate Sports Association. Now, this would be
– okay.
Now, some people feel sideways about this because there would be a presidential appointee, so that gets political. But the idea
– well, I don't care how we get
just
there.
Get rid of the NCAA in the first place. They can't even sign off on – you come to the NCAA with your NIL deals, and they can't even sign off on this, which is part of their mandate, right, after the House lawsuit. I thought that was part of it.
Yeah. I mean, just the foresight to have here, knowing where this can go. If the Big Ten, as we told you last week, is thinking about it and you know – to be honest with you, I'm glad Ohio State and Michigan are kind of like, we're not ready yet, because it gives time for this kind of stuff to maybe get out in front of it. But, Mike, this is where it needs to go. I just don't think it's a good idea, not just for the Big Ten, for any college conference. And that's why when you read that and said, you know, this goes across the board, I think this is good. By the way, look, and I'm joking, but I'm saying this still has to be passed. This is legislation that's being presented. No, I mean, but it's got
to
be passed.
He's making some sense, but obviously we're at A. We got to get to Z with this thing. It's going to take a minute.
That's right.
But yeah, it's just the private equity thing. I think most people out there look at this and say that's bad. That's the boogeyman. You know, I joked around with Carl the other day. Said I don't need Gordon Gekko, you know, telling my conference how to run things. And then because that's all that you were talking about analytics. The analyst, you and I brought this up the other day. Saying, hey, you know what? We've run the numbers, and Rutgers doesn't really pass muster. Purdue, Northwestern. Now, Vandy has been good of late, but you wonder where do you trim the fat? And does this get us to that Super 50, which we always thought was inevitable? I don't need Wall Street driving that bus.
No, me neither. By the way, a couple other news notes as we talk college football. John Mateer had a hand injury. He's pushing to play hard this weekend against Texas, Red River rivalry. There is no decision as of right now, but Mike, he's trying to force them to say, hey, I'm good enough to play. He's been practicing, but we will wait to see. And you mentioned this in Guy Talk about UNC backing out of this season documentary with Hulu.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, as I said, you know what's a good documentary? When things go sideways. No, a Swiss watch, smooth. No, I don't want to see that. That's why some of the best Hard Knocks have been train wrecks. The Bengals Hard Knocks. Oh, no, the Browns one. Hugh Jackson was the head coach?
Hugh Jackson.
Remember that one, guys? Yeah, the offensive coordinator, like Todd Haley's like, my team, I'll take it over. You had plots, you had backstabbing, you had all sorts of train wrecks going on. The Raiders, the year you had the Antonio Brown meltdown. That's good TV. You know, stressful situations, how people handle it. Can they overcome it? No, you're not going to get any of that, regardless of Jordan Hudson being in this thing or not. And now, as we said, there's even TV stations in North Carolina saying that Belichick's got to go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because here's the thing. Said this to you yesterday if you missed the show. What did you think? You think Belichick was going to be there 5 years? That's 65.
No way.
I mean, you got 2 or 3 years tops. And then he's going to turn it over to his knucklehead kid. Mullet boy. Is that what somebody wants? Is that what? And remember, half of the, at least a good chunk of boosters and big money people in North Carolina, they were not all on board with this in the first place.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.